السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. To our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg on this beautiful morning of Jumu'ah, the 6th of December 2024, corresponding with the 4th of Jumadul Akhira, 1446. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with afiyat and good health and grant us tawfiq to carry out all the masnoon amals on the day of Yawmul Jumu'ah. It's a day of acceptance of du'as, and there is a special slot in this Mubarak day that whatever dua a person will make, Allah Ta'ala will grant it acceptance. Inshallah, let's make an effort between Asr and Maghrib, inshallah, to engage in lots of dhikr, durood and salam. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, wahdahu, wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوقعوا أهدى الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدعاء مفتاح الرحمة. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this Mubarak day of يوم الجمعة. May Allah Ta'ala grant you and the family afiyat. Allah Ta'ala accept your khidmat to deen and may the ummah benefit at large. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, inshallah, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen. To all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, and Zakariya Mota. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 4th of Jumad al-Akhira, 1446. And with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter number 40, Surah Mu'min, Surah Ghafir, and verses number 44, 45, and 46. In yesterday's lesson, the words, the last words we did were, Hum Ashabun Naar, that they are the inmates, the companions of the fire. So Almighty Allah continues and informs us, فَسَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ, and soon you will remember and you will recall ma aqulu lakum, what I told you, that there will be punishment, there will be the day of justice, there will be Jannat and Jahannam, paradise and hellfire. So all that will come back to you, and now you will understand. The example the ulama gave, beautiful, wonderful example. We are here in Cape Town, Maraj al-Bahrain, and where the two oceans meet, where we see the power, absolute power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in various forms, shapes and sizes. So what do we see? A person now is gone here to the beach, and then he's fishing. So the one fish told the other fish, just now you will see the bait is coming down. Don't even take it and go near it. Once you're going to swallow it, then you will get hooked. You will see a person there 6 feet tall. He left 32 teeth, and then he will pull you out, and then he's going to cut you to pieces, and then he's going to roast you and toast you and do all those type of things. And then all that will happen. So that fish went around, up and down. He told that first fish, you talk a lot of nonsense. I went everywhere. I don't see no one there, 6 feet tall, 32 teeth, waiting there with a big knife and with some oil and what have you, to roast me and toast me and what have you, and make me into pieces. Lo and behold, and then the bait came. And then he took the bait and then sent the fish. The rest is history, as you say. So that is my example and your example. That we are now reluctant Muslims, we believe, but we have to believe unconditionally, unreservedly. Yusallimu taslima, Quran says, to believe absolutely, totally, with no reservation, unconditionally, no conditions. And the non-Muslim, 99% of them skeptical, and they reject all this. They say seeing is believing, and believing is seeing. Prophet Guru, O human being, the masterpiece of Allah's creation, and soon you will remember and recall ma aqulu lakum, what I am telling you. Wa ufawwidu amri ila Allah. And now people, non-Muslims, sometimes people with Muslim names, and organizations, politicians, countries, plotting, planning against us, Muslims, and Islam, as you see today. So what do we do? Wa ufawwidu amri ila Allah. I hand over my matters to you, O Almighty Allah. My affairs, I hand them over to you, Ya Allah Jalla Wala. You will hear when you ask me questions that people are harming you at your workplace, or your neighbors are giving you a rough time there at home or some other places. So what must you read? We tell you chapter 40, verse number 44, and this particular sentence. Wa ufawwidu amri ila Allah, main apna kaam ko aap hi ki taraf support kar deta hu, Ya Allah. I hand over my matters to you, O beloved Allah. When we say that, we believe in that justice will prevail. Inna Allah basirun bil ibad. Verily, Almighty Allah is all observing over the servants. This is not a hadith. This is a proverb of the Arabic language. Man hafara hufratan li akhi waqa'a fiha. Whosoever digs up a hole for his brother. We want the other person must lose his job. We want this other person must get into trouble. Then Allah's system is the person who made the trouble initially and caused the trouble, he falls inside. Eventually he has to leave the town or leave the job or what have you. How many a times we have experienced this? This is divine justice. Allah ki lati be awaz hai. The stick of Almighty Allah does not make a noise. Hence, when somebody is troubling you at your workplace, or there at home, or wherever for that matter, so read these three Quranic verses. Chapter 40, verse 44. وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Chapter 29, verse 30, the dua, supplication of Lut alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Lot, SLOT, and that he read chapter 29, verse 30, against the gay community, the homosexuals. And what did he say? رَبِّ انْصُرْنِي عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. O Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, did you assist me? You help me against, O Almighty Allah, the troublemakers and mischief makers. And the third dua you read, against the mischief makers, troublemakers, Hajj chapter 3, verse 173, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best one to take care of our matters and our affairs. So all three Quranic du'as, chapter 40, verse 44, chapter 29, verse 30, and chapter 3, verse 173, Sahaba radiallahu anhu, the beloved companion students of the Master alayhi salam, read it when people came and told them, Inna nas qad jama'u lakum fakhshawhum, so that the people are organizing, mobilizing the army against you. You must fear them, hence no fear. Fazadahum imana, internally the iman increased. Externally they said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best one to take care of our matters and affairs. And daily give out charity. So what will happen when we read these verses? Allah gives us charity. فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. Hence all might Allah will protect the person. مَا مَكَرُوا. What those people are plotting, planning and scheming. That person, that organization, that politician, those countries. So all might Allah will protect us and save us. وَحَاقَ بِآلِ فِرْعَوْنَ سُوءُ الْعَذَابِ. And all these people who are on batil, on falsehood, who want to extinguish Islam and Muslims. So remember, Quran tells us, chapter 61, verse number 8, Surah As-Saff. Chapter 61, verse number 8, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Their intention, motive is to extinguish the radiance and effulgence and the nur of all Almighty Allah Islam with their mouths, with their mass media, their TV, their radio, their print media, their social media. Whatever they have, they want to wipe out and remove Islam from the surface of this earth. Allah gives us motivation, inspiration. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ. The more they try, Allah will let Islam spread more and more on this earth. What they are trying to do in Gaza, to wipe out the Palestinians with their genocide, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, and more people embracing Islam. They see the fortitude, they see the resolution, they see the injustice against the Muslims and against babies and children and civilians. And then they say, but these people are so special. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ. And all might Allah will let his nur radiance effulgence spread across the world. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Although the non-Muslims, they hate it and detest it. وَحَاقَ بِآلِ فِرْعَوْنَ. And all might Allah will let the followers of the Pharaoh, the cronies and comrades of the Pharaoh, Allah Ta'ala will encircle them, encompass them, su'ul adab, with the worst, worst type of punishment. And then we know, ultimately they all drown, humiliated forever, ever, disgraced forever. Remember, we the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe, when a person dies and passes away, from that time till the day of Qiyamah, till the day of justice, then the life that person enters, that the realm that person enters is called Barzakh. Chapter number 23, chapter number 23, verses 99 and 100. وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Wara has the meaning of behind. Wara has the meaning of amam, is min al-azdad, is from those words, one word with two opposite meanings. In this text and context it means, now in front of them after death, barzakhun, there is a partition. there is the interspace between dunya and akhirat. We are between this world and the year after. Barzakhun ila yawmi batun, right to the day of justice. Now the Pharaoh and his cronies, they died and drowned and humiliated. So what is happening to them currently now? Quran speaks about it. An-naru uraduna alayha huduwan wa ashiya. They are being presented every morning, every evening, meaning all the time, to the fire. They are being punished day and night, every moment, every second. But me and you go to the Pharaonic Museum in Cairo, and there will be a guide there. They will tell you these are the mummies of the pharaohs, the faraina, muthaful faraina, madhaful faraina, both ways you can pronounce it. This is the museum of the pharaoh. And they will tell you 5,000 years ago, 6,000 years ago, and they give you all their statistics, but nothing you can see. You are sleeping with your son, with your daughter, or your husband, your wife, your spouse. Suddenly they wake up 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and then they are perspiring. You ask them, what happened? Say, I saw a terrible nightmare. Allah protect us all. You can see the signs on that person there. Something really happened. But did you see it? No. But it did happen. So similarly, our not seeing it does not mean it does not exist. Somebody gives you a good smack and a slap on the head, on the face, or whatever you, the pain. So can you see it? You can't see it, but the person is experiencing it. So similarly, yeah, they're experiencing this. This is Quran. This is called Azab-e-Qabr, Azab-e-Barzakh. This is the punishment, remember, of the grave, of the interspace, of the partition, and so forth. And then comes the day of justice. See what Quran says, وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةَ. And thereafter, when the day of justice comes, أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. Then enter, O you comrades, O you cronies of the Pharaoh, that the worst, worst type of punishment. Almighty Allah speaks of this also regarding the munafiqeen and the hypocrites. Chapter number 9, verse 101. So Almighty Allah states, وَمِنْ أَهَلِ الْمَدِينَةِ مَرَدُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ لَا تَعْلَمُهُمْ نَحْنُ نَعْلَمُهُمْ. That there are some people in Medina Munawwara, they see the Prophet Muhammad, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the hypocrites, they continue with their nifaq and hypocrisy. You don't know each one of them, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know some of them, but not all of them. نَحْنُ نَعْلَمُهُمْ. We know them, each one of them, all of them. Chapter 9, verse 101. سَنُعَذِّبُهُمْ بَرَّتَيْنِ. Then we're going to punish them, so twice, and then they'll be punished even further. So Almighty Allah is telling us in the noble Quran, all this, we're going to punish them twice. So once we will punish them here in this world, and then we will punish them, remember where? In the barzakh, that is when, after death. ثُمَّ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَذَابٍ عَظِيمٍ. And then they'll be returned to the worst, worst type of punishment. You see that? And Quran teaches us in chapter 4, verse 145, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. They will be dispatched to the lowest, lowest layer of Jahannam and the dungeons of Jahannam and the hellfire. So look at these verses. To believe in Azab al-Qabr is compulsory. If a person rejects it totally, completely, he or she is out of the fold of Islam. أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. Imam Malik rahimahullah was asked the question by the Ansari children, grandchildren, the fathers, grandfathers, grandmothers were sahaba, male and female, and these were the grandchildren, children, grandchildren came. Oh, Imam Malik, Imam Udad al-Hijra, you are the greatest alim living today in Medina Munawwara. Every day we reading in salat, in namaz, in prayer. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Both ways you read is 100% correct. So now we know Allah Ta'ala sends salutations upon the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala Ali Muhammad. Then we say, Kama sallayta ala Ibrahim till the end. This Ali Muhammad, who does it refer to? You need to be a genius like Imam Malik rahimahullah. He said, I read the Quran Sharif daily. And in chapter 40, verse number 46, I found all Majjallah states, أَدْخِلُوا عَلَى فِرْعَوْنَ. So Ala Fir'aun means Kullu man ittaba'a Fir'aun, all the people who followed the Pharaoh in his deeds and actions and speech immaculately, so they will be dispatched to the worst type of chastisement and punishment. If that means that refers to Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades, so the same thing will apply to the Master. For ala Ali Muhammad Kullu man ittaba'a Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whosoever follows the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immaculately, you will become Ali Muhammad. We say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when we are saying normally, but in Salat we will say, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim, innaka Hamidun Majid. So we follow Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we follow Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu wasalam. What a beautiful, wonderful answer and response he gave. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So let us go now to the views, news, views and interviews, mashallah. So today is the 4th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. It is day number 427 of the Ghazza genocide. It is day number 1016, day 16, Russia versus Ukraine. So these are the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. 3 jutlas have been dispatched to hell. They are being roasted, toasted now in the barzakh. So that is why we are very happy about it and so forth and so on. America, Biden, Trump, all these haramis, Blinken, and that side Bush, and all of these haramis, war criminals, they think that they are a superpower. Allah is showing them that I will decimate you, destroy you in one split second and even faster than that. 7.0 on the Richter scale, earthquake struck California, and you see they can do absolutely nothing about it. That is Allah warning them, I will destroy you. Don't think that you will get away. Allah ki lati be awaze. The stick of all, might Allah does not make the noise. 7.0 earthquake strikes California. Then next one, so the government of Israel, it instigates the pogroms. Pogroms refers to the marches and the destruction of the Palestinian lives, Palestinian property, Palestinian land. They can steal, they can occupy, they can burn the olive farms and steal whatever they want to. So there's right-wing terrorist Nazi government of Israel, led by the 3 haramis and the 3 musketeers and 3 children of Hitler, Bibi, Netanyahu, and Smotrich, and Ben-Gvir, all 3 haramis, war criminals, you should remember that. So they instigate all these things. 37% of the youth, Jewish youth, American youth, call whatever you want to, in America are sympathizing with Hamas. More than 1/3 are pro-Hamas. They see what's happening on their screens. They see what's happening on their phones. And how can this be that you are murdering and you are killing babies, children, innocent men and women? You're starving them to death and you call yourself a civilized nation. You say the whites are civilized and the brownies and the blacks and Indians are not so civilized. But we saw you are not civilized. You are worse than swines. You are worse than pigs. And that is what Almighty Allah taught us in the noble Quran. The only nation who Almighty Allah let a metamorphosis take place. And Allah Ta'ala refers to it literally and physically and not figuratively. Chapter 5, verse number 60, was Alamin Humul Kirata wal Khanazir. Oh, Almighty Allah took some of the Jutlas and the Jews and these people and made them into monkeys and swines and pigs. If you don't believe in this, you're not a Muslim. Chapter number 5, verse number 60. So we need to be very, very clear on this here. For the first time, there was censorship was removed for a few hours there in Israel. And the Israelis, the Jutlas, the Zionists, the men, women, and children saw the horrors of Gaza and the war that is going on their TV screens. They saw how their IDF is murdering and killing babies and children and so forth. BB will be called to trial on December the 10th, and twice a week he will have to testify, and he will be brought to justice. So he tried his level best. He tried to get this trial of his deferred and postponed. Every trick in the book he tried. People talk and plan. Allah has his master plan. Wallahu khairul matirin. And Allah has the master plan, and that is the decree of Allah, not the degrees of what people have and possess. Inshallah, maybe before Trump comes in office, he's found guilty and then prompted to go to prison and jail and follow his predecessors. They had a president, they cut them. The Jutlas, the Zionists, the Haramis, they love rifles. So there's Kadzev, the president, couldn't look after his personal rifle. He was busy harassing his own female staff, raping them, sexually assaulting them. The Israeli president in jail, Kadzev. You read about him. I was in Heidelberg, born in Heidelberg. There was a dentist there, Kadzev. Must be his family. So my father took me when I was very young. And this Kadzev Harami, he extracted 3 teeth of mine, one shot. So I used to wonder, how come he took out 3 teeth? I used to eat a lot of sweets and chocolate. I didn't know he must take out 3 teeth. He took out one. He said, Chukka, he saw this is Muslim. So then he pulled out and extracted 3 teeth of mine, one shot, in this type of thing. So anyway, that's how I remember the name Kadzev. And then came Olmert, the prime minister. He was eating omelette there in the jail. Corruption charges. Next one will be him, is Netanyahu. Inshallah, Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabi. Ya Allah, you appoint your dogs against them and let them humiliate, disgrace them and punish and decimate them forever. Amnesty International passed the verdict. Israel is guilty of committing genocide in Gaza. He's got nothing to do with Islam and Muslims. These are 99% non-Muslims, an independent body and organization, Amnesty International, well recognized, except by the Americans and the Jutlas, who are both guilty. America, when you have a dog and you have the handler of the dog and is biting and killing people, so remember, it's not only the dog's fault, it's the owner and the handler of the dog. So Israel is the dog, the bulldog, the Alsatian, and America is the handler of this dog. Both of them are guilty of war crimes, of state terrorism, and they are the biggest terrorists and dangers to the human being of today in this modern day and modern age. We should be very clear on these issues here. Children are being burnt and incinerated in Gaza. America is giving Israel more and more arms and ammunition. Yes, test it out in Gaza. Nobody can touch us. We will use the veto, and the burning, incinerating our babies, our children. That is your whiteies. That is your Western culture. That is your state terrorism. That is your murderers. But there you were, America and Israel and others, remember that. So this is American terror and Israeli terror and Jewish and Zionist terrorism. Gideon Levy writes, Gideon Levy is one of the most respected journalists of the Haaretz newspaper. Forget Israel withdrawing from the Gaza. This is what Hamas wants, and complete and total withdrawal of all Israeli personnel and forces and army from the entire Gaza Strip. So he's saying, just forget it won't happen. Because America will ensure, they will ensure that the more people get killed among the Jews, then the civil war will start among themselves. And things, it's not what Gideon Levy says will happen. That is his analysis, his opinion. But we believe that will happen, what Almighty Allah has decreed. The Syrian opposition, Tahrir al-Sham, for the liberation of Syria, have captured Hamas. Subhanallah, they captured, remember, that is Halab, Aleppo. And now they have captured Hamas, and they're going nearer and nearer to where the Russian bases are in Syria. And that is worrying for him, for Putin and his army and his personnel. But he's being stretched there in Ukraine and so forth. So very little he can do this side here. Bashar Assad, his power is shaking. Israel is shaking. If he, Bashar Assad, the Pakka, Kafir, Shia, Alawi, collapses, then the next one, Edith's people, Israel, also will collapse. All these Arab temple dictators are there to protect Israel as far as their governments go and so forth. Therefore, they will hardly attack them and so forth. They all cut deals above the table, under the table and so forth. Look at Trump. He thought he's holding the Trump card, but the countries are rejecting him and his policies. So Trump suggested to the Bahamas and told them that when we have these illegal people entering America, we will deport them and send them to the Bahamas. We will pay you for it. Like how Sunak, you remember Sunak the Indian? You remember Sula? Sunak and Sula 100% supporting Jutlas and the Zionists and the Israeli apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. Both of them said, send them to Rwanda. So we want to send them to Rwanda. And they don't like Rwanda, we send them back to India. They can eat some pandey by Modi. So you see, so this is how Allah humiliates them. So Trump humiliated Stormy Daniels. The whole world knows about him and how he paid $130,000 to the prostitute and so forth. So the Bahamas government rejected Trump's proposal to take in the deportees and so forth and so on. Listen to this here. I told you day number 1016, 1016, Pakistan, Pakistan Zindabad. So Pakistan Zindabad, long live Pakistan. Pakistan and Russia. So this is good if it happens, Putin. So Putin and Russia have agreed we will have the first direct train between our two countries. How will America burn? How will Israel burn? How will all the Western countries burn? So remember this. Therefore, this will be the triangle. All you must remember, this will be Russia, China, Iran, Pakistan, all one side. But Pakistani politicians are haramis also. The government and the army also haramis. That is the truth. That you must remember, they speak with the folk tongue. They are putting themselves up for auction. If you give us more, we will be on your side. If you give us more, we will be on your side. La ilaha illa wa la ilaha illa e muzaffabina baina dhalik. So Quran says about the hypocrites, they're always there, sitting on the fence and committing a major, major offense. They're always looking where they can get the biggest slice of the cake and so forth. So that is the proposal, Russia and Pakistan. We hope it becomes a reality. Macron, the Hitler of Europe, says he's going to stay in office and in power till 2027, till his mandate ends, and he will appoint a new prime minister. Whoever he appoints, the opposition has now will vote and have no confidence vote in the new prime minister, and there'll be absolute chaos there. In France, we have no sympathy for them. The other Harabis, remember that. Listen to what's happening, the Shia bloc. The Shia bloc, the Kuffar Shias. We say Shias are Kuffar, and those who sympathize with them, and they agree with them, and so forth, so and promote them, they're also out of the fold of Islam. So today in Baghdad, in Iraq, Syria, Iraq, Iran, these are all Shia, as far as the government goes. Syria is Kuffar. Iraq, you must remember, are majority Shia. Iran is 80% Shia. So all three countries I visited, so we know about them. Dear foreign ministers will all meet today in Baghdad. And remember, the agenda is all to do with Syria. Then look at how much land, how much places we are losing and so forth. The Tahrir al-Sham army is coming and liberating Syria and so forth. Then Putin joins them, Russia joins them, and then the air bombardment takes place, and then innocent civilians, remember, they have to run for their lives, thousands and thousands of them, because now the war has started again, aerial bombardment, and so forth and so on. So Putin, he praises Modi's first India policy. America, with Trump, his first American policy. Modi says first India policy. So Putin praises that of India, of Modi. But if you see that the intended consequences, or unintended, whichever way you want to look at it, will be the harm comes to the Muslims. That you don't stand any chance, basically. They come to your mosque and they demolish it. They come to your madrasa, your religious school, they demolish it. They will just trump up charges that this person, yeah, he went to slaughter a cow and so forth, so their god was slaughtered, and then they will beat up the Muslim and so forth of all these same things there. So we reject what Putin is doing in Syria and supporting Modi and all that. We only support him in one place, and that is he gives America and their allies a good bloody nose there in Ukraine. There we support him 100%. Then anybody who takes on America, Israel, and harms them and their interests, we support him. Bangladesh mission in India is attacked by the WHO, by the Indian terrorists, by the Hindutva. They say that you are causing too many problems and so forth. And Trump is trumpeting away, hey, Bangladesh, you don't come in our way. I'm going to have very good ties with the Indian regime and with Modi and company. So you see, this is how they intimidate you, threaten you, blackmail you, and so forth and so on. Let's come to the South African news and see what's happening here. South Africa welcomes Amnesty report on the genocide on Israel. Israel is guilty of genocide. South Africa welcomes it. Zuma is getting stronger and stronger. We will make him a Sulman, a Muslim. Yaqub Jumma on our Jumma day. So, mashallah, so he's getting stronger and Cyril is faltering. He's getting weaker and weaker. So what do you expect? You take wages, increases in your wages. You have 8.7 million lying in your sofa, under your sofa, pala pala. So the people are not foolish, you know. EFF, Malema, takes on McKenzie, the Minister of Sport, and says, we want a detailed account. For what you had to go to the Olympics in France and so forth and so on. So now the matter is there with the public protector, and he or she, whatever it is, so they're investigating him, McKenzie, the Minister of Sport. So he's 100% supporter of Israel. Today there are many, many nikahs taking place, alhamdulillah. And today, tomorrow, Sunday, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas daughter, Khatija, inshallah, will be marrying Hafiz Ismail today, remember. So Hafiz Ismail's parents are Fahim Afu, and our Nurul Nisa. Nurul Nisa and Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, our brother, sister. We make dua, Allah, Jalla, bless this nikah with understanding, love, compassion. Allah bless them with pious children. We make dua for the grandparents, Haji Yusuf and our Masi, Rabia Masi. Allah Ta'ala, and give adare, vadare, moko, vadare, ke khushi jamoka. Allah Ta'ala, bless them all. Barakallahu lak, wa barakallahu alayk, wa jama'a baynakuma fil khayr. So that is for all of you who want your nikah, children's nikah, grandchildren, so send it to 084-786-3132. Or send it to my phone, and that will be, we got 8 nikahs. Mona Zahid sent a message to me last night, thus far. So we want to make it 10 or more, inshallah, for today. So send the nikah invite to me. We won't come, don't worry. We just announce it. And that is 071-888-1184, inshallah. Makkah khutbah today, the azan will go South African time. at 11:05, inshallah al-Aziz. And remember, my Jummah, my after I'm going for Fajr, and after Fajr day at Anwarul Islam, where Bashir, my son, is Mawla Ilyas. So then we will give advices to Ishraq, like what we did yesterday at Masjid Zakaria. And remember, my Jummah will be there, Jami Masjid Usmani, and that is in Bontivier. And inshallah, last night I was there by Bashir, that he wasn't well, so we phoned and contacted the team for about 45 minutes. So we left at 11 o'clock at night. So Bashir Bhai is our elder. When the five people were chosen for Tabligh Jamaat by Badia and Haji, you must remember this Chota Dadabai and Maulana Tutla, Qari Abdul Hamid. So they all passed away, rahimahullah. So now only he, Bashir Bhai, is left, 86 years old. Make dua for him. All may Allah grant him Shifa'i Kamil. So Jummah will be there, 20 to 1, the lecture will start, inshallah. And tonight we will be there after Maghrib. Maghrib time at Dr. Nazir's place, you must remember, the Markaz Madani, Musalla, and so forth. So make dua, Allah Ta'ala makes all these programs easy.